Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 12, 2018. In today's news, the inaugural Ellie's winners are announced. President Tom Vining testifies for NEI at a trade hearing. The MTA opens a second 34th Street Hudson Yards entrance. Repairs at Indian Rail stations include new escalators. And tests on Hong Kong's escalators show high germ levels.
Elevator World is happy to announce its winners in the 2018 Elevator Industry Awards program known as the Ellies. With more than 12,000 total votes, the winners are Richmond Elevator, Best Contractor Canada, Midwest Elevator, Best Contractor Midwest, Delaware Elevator, Best Contractor Northeast, Peak Elevator, Best Contractor Northwest, Madden Elevator, Best Contractor Southeast, Columbia Elevator Products Company Incorporated, Best Supplier Cabs and Best Supplier Doors, Southwest Elevator, Best Contractor Southwest, Pneumatic Vacuum Elevators LLC, Best Supplier Complete Systems, Hollister Whitney Elevator Company LLC, Best Supplier Motors, Kone Spares, Best Supplier Other, KJA Consultants Incorporated, Best Consultancy, EMR Elevator Incorporated, Best Woman-Owned Business, Daya Elevator Service, Best Minority-Owned Business, and Liberty Elevator Corporation, Best Family-Owned Business. Winners will be highlighted in the December issue of Elevator World. They will also receive an official Ellie's statuette and be able to use the Ellie's winner logo on their website or in marketing. Those attending the NAEC exhibition on September 24th through the 27th in Atlantic City, New Jersey, may be presented with the award on the show floor.
Tom Vining, president of both the National Elevator Industry Incorporated, or NEI, and Otis Americas, testified on behalf of NEI before the U.S. Trade Representative's Section 301 hearing regarding increased tariffs on Chinese imports in the Harmonized Tariff Schedule of the U.S. on August 21st. NEI explained in the NEI Insider newsletter that the hearing took place over the course of 5 days with more than 350 representatives from a broad cross-section of industries providing testimony on more than 45 panels. The transcript of the entire panel, in which Vining's statement can be found on pages 394 through 399, are available as a PDF. The organization added that it will supplement Vining's testimony with written comments urging the USTR to consider removing elevator and escalator components from increased tariffs.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, or MTA, in New York City announced it opened the second entrance to the 34th Street Hudson Yards 7 station on September 1st. Part of the 7-line extension that opened in 2015 and helped usher in a flurry of development on the city's far west side, the new entrance is at West 35th Street and Hudson Boulevard and has 3 new low-rise escalators from street to mezzanine level and 4 new high-rise escalators between the upper and lower mezzanine levels. From the lower mezzanine, riders travel 125 feet below street level on an elevator or use one of 8 flights of stairs. MTA Chief Development Officer Yano Lieber observes the extension of the 7 line, quote, created a whole new neighborhood with as much office space as downtown Phoenix or Miami and thousands of new jobs, end quote.
New escalators are included in a project to repair stations in the Chennai division of Southern Railway, the Times of India reports. The roofs of several elevated stations on the Chennai Beach Velancheri Mass Rapid Transit System were damaged by Tropical Cyclone Varda in 2016. A senior official said about 30 million Indian rupees, or about $413,000, has been set aside for repairs, which will include four escalators at two stations that have been without operating escalators for some time.
Tests of escalator handrails in Hong Kong revealed high levels of microbes, prompting calls for riders to wash their hands carefully before eating or touching their faces, Asia Times reports. The tests were conducted in August by the Hong Kong Standards and Testing Center and commissioned by the newspaper Apple Daily. Escalator riders at four shopping malls and four mass transit railway stations were tested, and the results showed bacterial counts as much as 70 times greater after they got off the escalator compared with before they got on. Officials at some of the tested facilities said their handrails are cleaned regularly and that the cleaning frequency is increased when necessary.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.